Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. On today's show, we'll talk with Michigan Congressman Dan Benishek. He's a Republican calling for cuts to the nation's defense spending. We'll ask why. And as negotiations over the fiscal cliff continue, we'll look at what Michigan businesses are keeping an eye on in D.C. But first, let's turn to the state capitol where the lame duck legislative session is roaring to a close. Right to Work and the thousands of demonstrators who packed the state capitol this week certainly made headlines. But there are many other important issues that have been moving through the chambers as well, dealing with abortion, a new emergency manager law, changes to the state's personal property tax helping businesses at the expense of local governments, just to name a few. Joining us now are two longtime Michigan political watchers. Bill Ballinger is the editor of Inside Michigan Politics, and Jack Lessenberry, Michigan Radio's political analyst. Bill, I'd like to start with you, and I want to ask a question that I've been putting to reporters in Lansing all week. Can you remember another time where we saw such a fast-moving, jam-packed lame duck?
Well, in 1996, we had something like this when the Democrats had just regained control of the state house in the November election that year, and Republicans still had control. But nothing of this volume, I think, flowed through the legislature at that time. This is rare, but it's not totally unprecedented.
Jack, give us your sense as to why this all came together, this torrent, in such a short period of time. What made this all happen?
Well, there's a number of reasons. One is that the legislature will be marginally more Democratic next time. It may be harder. It certainly would have been harder or impossible to pass Right to Work. Also, some of the people who are voting were not only people who were defeated, but people who aren't coming back. They might feel they had a freer hand. And I also wonder if some things were jammed up just because it was a campaign year. The legislature spent a lot of time campaigning and in recess, and some of the stuff that might have gotten done earlier didn't get done.
Jack's got it just about exactly right. The thing that I think people have to remember is that legislators have been working on a lot of these bills for like a year and a half. It's not like all of a sudden they just woke up like Rip Van Winkle last week and found all this unfinished business on their calendar or in their committee dockets. They've been working on this, and they had the calendar just loaded. And so a lot of this stuff is being voted on. The public and the news media focus all the time when they talk about how hard a legislature is working on roll call votes, pushing buttons, green lights, red lights on the House and Senate floor. Actually, that's a pretty small percentage of the total amount of work that a legislator does in Lansing. So a lot went into what's happening right now. But, you know, we're right, I think, today, the three of us, in focusing on the fact that it's all come to a head at once, and that's what makes it look like this is just beyond belief.
Do you feel that this comes down to maybe one or two individuals, or is it a group? I mean, we certainly know it's a Republican-controlled legislature, and the governor is a Republican, but what about individuals? I certainly see House Speaker Jace Bolger front and center in much of this. Who else do you think's been involved?
Well, I think all of them were, and I think, you know, Right to Work has dominated the headlines in the last week or so. And I think the fact that the governor finally came out with a statement saying, okay, it is on my agenda, and I will sign it, that kind of broke a logjam on a lot of other stuff, because, frankly, I think the governor realized if he didn't give the go sign on that, maybe a lot of other stuff in there, like personal property tax and other things that he really wanted, weren't going to happen. He realized he needed the Republican majority votes more than he needed Democratic support. I mean, there's hardly anything happening with bipartisan support. Everything is heavily partisan, and it's tilted, as Jack pointed out, totally in the Republicans' favor. They have got, remember this, their biggest majority in the state house since right after World War II. And they're about ready to go down to 59-51 beginning in January, and that's a lot different.
Well, again, I hate to agree with Bill, but I do. I think the governor would not have gotten his Metropolitan Detroit Transportation Package passed if he had not come out for Right to Work.
Let's talk more about the governor. There certainly was so much attention paid on the fact that he spent the last 2+ years saying right to work is not in my agenda. It's too divisive. And some of these other issues, such as abortion, that is now being dealt with, too divisive. So he has changed. Do you think Rick Snyder is leading or is he being led?
Well, this kind of sounds like, you know, maybe President Obama leading from behind. I think Jack and I have kind of put our finger on it. I mean, I think the governor, in my view anyway, has never been unalterably opposed to right to work. He simply said it's not on my agenda because I think he's a very practical guy, and he realized this thing was going to be extremely controversial and divisive, and if it came up early in the session or in the middle of it, it would get in the way of a whole bunch of other stuff, and he didn't want that to happen. And he just held out until the bitter end, and then I think a number of forces and factors impelled him to make the statement supporting right to work that he did earlier in the week, and you know, everything flowed from that. I think Jack is right. I don't think you would have gotten the mass transit package if it wasn't for the right to work vote.
And Jack, that same question to you, is the governor being led or is he being a leader?
Well, it's kind of a chicken and egg question to some extent on some issues. Certainly on the transportation package, he was the leader. Certainly on the bridge where he bypassed the legislature. But I think some of us are going to be very curious to see what the governor does with these abortion bills. There's two bills, I think, still in the legislature, and there's two parts of bills having to do with Blue Cross. A lot of folks have believed or have wanted to believe that the governor was sort of, he might be a fiscal conservative, but was moderate on social issues.
Right.
And we'll have a chance to see just how moderate he is, certainly about the abortion issue.
Do you think now that this has all been playing out in the last week or two, should Governor Snyder distance himself from that far right wing of his party?
Well, in terms of his reelection prospects, he should try to at least present the image that he's still somewhat standoffish about the right wing in his own party, and he's more of a moderate person. But I've got to say that every time he's had an opportunity to veto social, cultural, conservative issues, he hasn't done it. I think he'll sign these abortion bills.
Jack?
I think he probably will. I think there was the one issue where he parted company on a voting issue with the Secretary of State, but other than that, on the motorcycle helmet issue, for example. But he knows, he has to know, that Republicans are no longer competitive in Michigan in presidential elections. They haven't been competitive in Senate elections, with one exception in 40 years. And if he comes across as a hard right guy, it's going to be a much harder path to re-election, assuming he runs for re-election, than it will be if he's seen as a moderate. So I think that he would like to get this stuff done early. And again, we remember that John Engler did some very unpleasant things early, controversial things, I should say, early in his administration. By the time 1994 rolled around, they'd been mostly forgotten.
There seemed to be a lot of anger on the part of voters, not even so much with the final product, but the process, that people felt the bills were jammed through. There was little to no chance for public comment or debate, although, as you point out, there has been work going on for months. But I think the real attention focus seems to people felt that there wasn't a chance to speak out. What message do you think this whole last week of lame duck sends to the people of Michigan?
Well, you know, nothing is going to satisfy the opponents of right to work and some of the other legislations going through. You could have hearings and committee meetings and debates on the House and Senate floor, and they'd still be angry and they'd still oppose the legislation. And the majority, in this case the Republicans, realized the longer it would be dragged out, the more difficult it would be to pass it. And so this is what you do. If you're in the majority and you've got some hot potatoes you want to dispense with, and you've got a lame duck session and time running out and you're going to lose membership as of New Year's Eve, you got to get it done and get it done fast. And, you know, Jack just mentioned short memories. The public does have short memories. It's just hard to believe that Rick Snyder is going to be elected or reelected in 2014 based on the fact that the legislature moved too quickly 2 years before in a lame duck session on bills. It just, you know, defies logic.
Jack Lesenberry, your thoughts?
Well, I think it was Mark Twain who said that legislation like sausage is something you shouldn't watch being made. I think that there may well be some residual bitterness over right to work. We'll see how this all plays out. This governor has a childlike faith that business will create jobs if given the right conditions. If by 2014 there's no real evidence of that, he may pay a price, but no one is going to remember how this stuff was shoved through, nobody other than reporters and other legislators, by 2014, I'm afraid.
Jack Lesenberry is the political analyst for Michigan Radio, and Bill Ballinger is editor of Inside Michigan Politics. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thanks, Cynthia.
My pleasure.